This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another fast and furious day here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, in the United States, the 365 news cycle. Oh, I'm sorry. 24/7 365 news cycle. See, you never get a respite, right? Anyway, a lot of things going on. I'm telling you, it's an amazing news day as we all, of course, are wondering about what about these indictments and all this other stuff that is going on, today. All right, so this is what we have right now. Paul Manafort has been indicted. Yeah, he gave himself up to the FBI agents this morning, he and another guy by the name of Gates, and a business partner, 12 counts. None of them are related to the 2016 election. Not one. Hello? What does that tell you about this whole thing? It is a nothing burger for Trump, of course. The sad state of affairs is that Trump, this guy volunteered, came on board for 3 months or so, and now he got himself in trouble. He became a target for this crazy as a loon, Robert Uranium One Mueller. Best friends, good buddies. I'm sure they're buddies. With, you got it, James Comey. Yeah. So that is where we leave it. I mean, don't you find it rather interesting that this is all going on right now? I find it absolutely hysterical. Here we had all these things happening. 12 counts unrelated to, are you ready for this? The 2016 election. This comes out of Breitbart, and this is, again, this just came out. The first indictment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation was unveiled Monday morning against Paul Manafort, President Donald Trump's campaign manager from March to August 2016, and his partner, Richard Gates. The charges first teased Friday bear no immediate connection to the Trump campaign or the 2016 presidential race more broadly. Instead, the charges stem from Manafort's work as a consultant and lobbyist for the Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and his Party of Regions, the country's pro-Russia party that lost power in 2014 as the Euromaidan Revolt. This is what I've been talking about. You know, it's the psychic things that go on at Breitbart. They must listen. It's kind of interesting. We get these little things about who hits our, who hits Agenda 21 radio website. You know how that's, you can count. You can tell who's looking at you. And the number one, the number one URL to go and see what we're doing every single day is Breitbart. I love it. So, I mean, they come and look at me. Look at Agenda 21. Look at us. That's kind of neat. And this has been, listen, this is just standing. I can do this. I can go check it out, right? It'll be Breitbart who hits the most today and yesterday and the day. So, anyway, I don't know. They just turn on. Every morning when they walk in, they turn on the lights. Oh, what's going on here at Agenda 21 Radio? So, the Euromaidan Revolt is what it was called. And Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Now, this is the thing that is so quintessential to understanding what is really going on. We talked last hour with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Now, this is the key thing. We said there's a revolution going on. It's right here in front of you. You can't see it. I'm going to spell it out for you. Okay, set aside the election now and Mueller and Manafort. They got nothing to do with the election here from what we're seeing on the 12 counts against Manafort. Nothing. Not one thing. I hate it when this happens. But what do they have? They have the real war that they're charging them with. Yeah, you've got Mueller, who is certainly in bed with the pro non-Russia supporting government in the Ukraine. And what's their background? What's their ideology that they find? Well, they're Nazis. And they support Islam. That's the changed government that was thrown out of power with the Euromaidan Revolt. That's what they got in bed with. Look it up. And who was behind that revolt? Oh, John Brennan. Remember John Brennan? Look that up. The number one targeted story on Agenda 21 Radio for attack, by my dad, was the story we ran on that very feature. We still have it. That was the number one targeted story. We still have it. That was back in, 2013. Says, the heart of the charges against Manafort and Gates laid out in a 31-page indictment in the U.S. District Court for District Columbia. We'll have that document on our stories that we write. We're writing a story about it right now that will include that, I think. The two men, 68 and 45 respectively, are alleged to have used a bevy of entities to launder millions of dollars over a decade and failed to properly disclose the nature of their work for Yanukovych. The pair are alleged to have maintained foreign accounts in at least three countries into which millions of dollars of payments were made and then failed to disclose these accounts to federal authorities in accordance with laws that regulate agents of foreign governments. Manafort, in particular, is alleged to have avoided paying taxes on much of these earnings. In exchange for these payments, now this is what goes on. I mean, this is almost kind of silly talk compared to what's happened with the Clintons, right? And that's just it. That is just it. In exchange for the payments, Manafort and Gates are alleged to have lobbied on behalf of Yanukovych and his government without registering as foreign agents, a federal felony. Now, of course, this is all pre-Trump. had nothing to do with the campaign, right? So set that aside. The indictments list 12 counts, first among which is conspiracy against the United States government. This charge, despite its treasonous grandiose air, refers to the illegal agreement between the two men to commit criminal acts that defrauded the government, not collusion with a foreign power to attack the United States. And that's the clear thing. There's no collusion here, because there is no collusion here. There's no there there. We have been telling you that since this whole thing started. We've known. Well, we've known because we have inside information. When the moment this came out, we knew. And again, because we have inside, we've known it's there's no there there, and now there is no there there. This is the proof. None of the charges are related to the election. A nothing burger is what we have. An absolute nothing burger with Mueller. But we still have, listen, what's going to happen is this news cycle is going to spin off of this from Breitbart. I know that. And they're going to say, well, where's Trump involved? Hello? Where's Trump? Now, see, this is the next card to come out. We're going to take the initiative here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to say it, start it right here, right now on Agenda 21 Radio. There is no there there again for Mueller and Clinton, and they are wide open now. Uranium One, anybody? Oh, let's talk about Benghazi. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! focused on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're now looking at Fox News. We're going to play this story when it comes up. Report Paul Manafort to surrender to federal authorities. It says, let's see if this has got the right information on it, though. The story by Eric Erickson is very relevant to what we were just talking about. Let's see if they've got the report here.
All right, we've got a Fox News alert. We finally have a name breaking right now about who might turn themselves in this morning in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We might have two names. Griff Jenkins is live in Washington. Hey, Griff.
Good morning, guys. So here's where we are. We knew from the leaks that someone could be taken into custody this morning. Now, in just moments ago, there were reports coming out of multiple news organizations that it is going to be former campaign manager Paul Manafort and a business associate of his, Rick Gates. That is not confirmed by us yet, but it is certainly out there. The reports are that Manafort and his associate were told to surrender to the authorities. And this is going to be a significant development if it is true, because it tells us where this investigation and this special counsel is headed. But first, let's just recap quickly how we got here, all right? On May 17th, Robert Mueller appointed to a special counsel following the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Then, on July 26th, FBI raids the home of Paul Manafort and questions his son-in-law. And then on August 5th, Mueller impanels a grand jury for which these charges are apparently coming from. But we have no idea that it is going to be Manafort for sure, or if it's going to be someone in addition to Manafort and Gates. One that comes to mind, certainly Mike Flynn, who was under scrutiny for his contacts, alleged contacts with the Russians, and actually fired for misleading Vice President Pence over that, or any of the other known targets of this investigation, guys.
All right. So, Griff, so Paul Manafort is a name we're familiar with because he was, as you just mentioned, former campaign chairman for Donald Trump. But this former business associate of his, Rick Gates, I'm reading on the New York Times mobile site, it says he is a longtime protege and junior partner of Mr. Manafort. His name appears on documents linked to companies that Mr. Manafort's firm set up in Cyprus to receive payments from politicians and businessmen in Eastern Europe, records reviewed by the New York Times show. Do we have any idea what sort of time frame we're talking about? Because earlier, that BuzzFeed article that came out yesterday suggested that Manafort had some suspicious wire transfers back in 2012, 2013, many years before he joined Trump.
That's right, Steve. So Manafort is known here in Washington as a very powerful lobbyist, and his dealings certainly have tentacles that go all over the place. And these business dealings, we're told, go back as many as 15 years. And some former prosecutors have been saying over the weekend that this is very instructive as to where Mueller took this investigation, whether it was broad, going all the way back to a business dealing such as this involving ultimately what are Russian oligarchs, or bringing it into a narrow charge and indictment on a specific conversation that happened over the campaign. So it will certainly be telling, and nobody knows perhaps better than Robert Mueller now how far back these dealings go or how widespread they are.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gruff.
Evidently, the report goes on to say the FBI probe is looking into 13 suspicious wire transfers. As we mentioned even before the show started, and the big question, Steve, what you were zeroing in on, did this even happen? Has any of this even happened, activity happened during his months with President Trump?
He was under investigation for violations of federal tax law and money laundering and then not disclosing his foreign transactions as a lobbyist.
Right, but if they're mentioning, if the New York Times is mentioning Manafort and Gates, and they work together, and there's a headline right there, Paul Manafort, who once ran Trump campaign, told to surrender, as was Mr. Gates. The two of them set up a firm, Manafort's firm set up in Cyprus to receive payments. I mean, we've heard about Ukraine, and we've heard about other business dealings in Eastern Europe, but we had not heard about Cyprus. So given the fact that Paul Manafort has dealt internationally for decades, probably a pretty good opportunity. This was a while back.
We interviewed Jonathan Turley, who's a constitutional law professor, and he was talking about the leaker could also be in trouble here. Listen to this.
Washington floats on a roaring and rolling wave of leaks, and this is not the first time that we've had grand jury information that's ended up in the press. There is a rule called Rule 6C that does make it a crime to release grand jury information, but there are exceptions. One of the biggest reasons you have information come out in a case like this is that prosecutors will normally let an attorney know if their client is the subject of an indictment to give the person a chance to surrender. And so the information post-indictment does get out on some occasions.
So maybe that's it. Maybe it was an instance where one of the attorneys for either Manafort or Gates initially leaked this information to CNN.
But they denied it to us.
But CNN and the New York Times are the source for this particular story. So maybe the attorney called him back and said, by the way, they were both told to turn themselves in later this week.
Because he said, if they're not a flight risk, we're not going to go. Normally, they wouldn't go to your door and not give you warning and then just arrest you if you're not a flight risk.
They give you an opportunity. They say, we're going to come get you, and it's going to be a big deal, or you can come in on your own. And that's usually work out of time in which it won't be cuffs, it won't be sensationalistic, there won't be a line or a red carpet.
Look at what Mueller did. They raided Manafort's place early on one weekday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
August.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, so this is where we're going with this, and this is my whole point altogether here, is that it has nothing to do with Trump. And in the article, in fact, Eric Erickson wrote following this, and this is what they were alluding to in Fox News, which was absolutely appropriate, what they were saying, is that there's no there here again for Trump. And now we know even more so, time has gone by. So just before airtime, this all started happening and the indictments were released. So now we know we're into the third hour of the show. We're getting more information to you about what's on the 12-count indictment. And it doesn't seem to be any there for Manafort. I mean, Trump. I mean, there's plenty of there. They think they have plenty of there for Manafort and this other guy. But the bottom line to it is there's nothing there for Trump. There's clearly no collusion. So why do we have Mueller? And this has turned out exactly as people have said it was going to turn out. This has turned out exactly as they have said. And what they have said is that you're going to get other people swooped up in the indictment or in an indictment, and they will be indicted for things that aren't even related to the campaign. And guess what? This is exactly what happened to Scooter Libby back in the day with George Bush the Younger. So here we have it. Oh, we got other crimes, though. But we're pounding on the table. And I haven't even listened to, and it's on one of the... I haven't turned up the volume on the Communist News Network. I haven't done that yet. But I'm sure that you've got Van Jones, Mr. Communist themselves, pounding on the drum over there, going, yeah, it's right here, And, you know, they could have, you know, Scott Adams said he had nightmares about whether or not he was going to wake up this morning and they were going to indict Donald Trump. No way. There is nothing there. Now, some people say, Paul, you haven't been covering this story enough. You're right. There's nothing there. That's why. God, there is no there. So that's why I say there is no there. Get it? Why cover the story when there is no... I mean, listen, I follow the other stories that are serving as the distraction to the story. I mean, this is Barnum and Bailey to the max. I'm following... it's a three-ring circus. That's my point. What's going on in this ring? What's going on in this ring? What about that middle ring? The big ring. What is going on there? What's the high wire act? How many elephants are in the ring? Or rings? What about the jackasses in the middle ring? Ha! I just made that up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Crazy Train.
Here we go! Hello, cold war. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I think we're going to be joined by Scott Bennett in a few minutes. We're going to try and make that connection good with everybody. And we'll go from there. Let's see. So the 12 counts is unrelated to the 2016 campaign. Harvey Wood. Oh, no. I'm looking at Breitbart right now. Harvey Wood, they call it. It's the Harvey. It's Harvey Gate. Harvey Wood. And you've got a big story coming up. And, gosh, you know, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time right now to bring everybody in. But we'll be talking to Chris Street. There's no question about it. Are you ready for this in California? Coming up in 2 days. Listen, coming up in 2 days, baby. Are you getting ready for it, California? You're getting the big screw again. Bend over, grab your ankles. Here we go. I'm so excited. God, I'm so excited. I'm going to empty up my... Get it? I was thinking so far ahead. I am going to open up my empty wallet. There you go. And dig deep to find more cash for the November 1st gas tax increase. Just the beginning of gas price to come. Gas price hikes to come. That's the story. I'll read that again. California's November 1 gas tax increase. Just the beginning of gas price hikes to come. Okay, now listen. This is Jerry Brown at his best, right? And Jerry Brown, by the way, coming from his pulpit saying, warning California Republicans not to vote for tax reform. The dictator himself says it. Did I say that right? I'm worried about the way I'm saying dictator, but it's almost like potato or tater, right? Californians are bracing for the first phase of SB1 gas tax and vehicle registration hikes, which could help boost prices by up to 29 cents per gallon. Oh, boy. Aren't you ready for that? Aren't you ready for that? God, it's so bitching, isn't it? You guys. Now, listen, I'll tell you why, in a sense, I am happy. Because when we start rolling out new California state, this is going to be one mother of a grievance to lay down. And why people should support the new California state. You think? We have a runaway government. We have tyranny here in California. Everybody says, well, it's the federal government. No, it's not. It's in Sacramento. We have a tyrant. We have a tyrant. This is from Chris Street. Californians are bracing for the first phase of SB1 gas tax and vehicle registration hikes, which could help boost prices by up to 29 cents per gallon. Says Governor Jerry Brown took a huge risk for the California Democratic Party by signing into law the state's largest registration and gas tax increase in history. The last time the highly volatile taxes add fees were increased was in 2002 when the Democrats increased the vehicle registration fee increase from $46 to $158, and that resulted in 9.4 million voters recalling Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Just 11 months later, after he was reelected, making him only the second state governor recalled in American history, voters further punished Democrats by electing Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger to fill the vacancy. The new increases are contained in a law officially titled SB1 Transportation Funding and signed by Governor Jerry Brown on April 28th. The University of California Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies poll found in June that 58% of voters were opposed to the bill and only 35% supported the legislation. Californians currently pay, are you ready for this? $3.03 per gallon on average for regular unleaded gasoline versus the $2.47 a gallon in the rest of the nation. That's 56 cents per gallon higher on average due to an array of hidden fees to fight pollution, as well as the 40 cents per gallon state gas tax, the fifth highest in the nation, according to the Tax Foundation. Governor Brown and his Democrat allies in the California legislature hope to do better than Davis in managing the anger from the highly regressive tax increase, which will especially pound the middle class and the poor by phasing in the pain over the next 3 years. Well written, Chris. SB1 will begin with a 12-cent per gallon tax increase in November on the 1st. That works out to a brutal annual cost of about $1,200 per family for California. But the full increase will not initially be felt because November 1st is also the date the seasonal surcharge for California's reformulated gasoline summer blend, which amounts to several extra cents per gallon, rolls off. Get why they did that? Moreover, in other words, we don't get the benefit of that. Moreover, SB1's total family pain will be much higher than 12 cents over time. Thanks to the following deadlines, a value-based transportation improvement registration fee kicks in January 1st, 2018. 2. The price-based excise tax on July 1st, 2019. And 3. A new zero-emission vehicle fee begins on July 1st, 2020. State Assemblyman Travis Allen, a Republican from Huntington Beach, has already qualified a ballot initiative to kill the gas tax that will appear along with others. What he hopes to be a candidacy, he also hopes to run his candidacy for governor in November 2018 ballot. Orange County Republicans have also successfully qualified an effort to put a recall of State Senator John Newman, a Democrat for Fullerton, who voted for SB1 on the next ballot. The Democrat-controlled California State Legislature tried to rescue Newman by changing state recall laws with the passage of SB 117, but the effort was blocked by the courts. And do you kind of get the drift? Maybe some things are happening in California that kind of want to change the equation? I think yes. I absolutely think yes, and I think Chris Street wrote a brilliant article, as usual. Chris Street, contributor here, major contributor, and co-host of Agenda 21 Radio, strikes it again. Rich. A real rich story about California and the gas tax. Okay, so now we've got, I'm going to try and get a hold of, because I want to get some comments from Scott Bennett. And by the way, Scott will be appearing a little bit later on in the week. We have some thoughts we need to share with you collectively that might throw a few monkey wrenches into the gears and cogs of Hillary Rodham Clinton and former President Barack Hussein Obama. And we're back at it again. That's all I can tell you. We will be back at it again. And I'm just so happy that we can bring it all to you. So we're going to try and bring up Scott Bennett here in the next couple of minutes as we get more stories to you. Now, interesting little thing about California and New California. Visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and learn about what we're doing with newcaliforniastate.com. Now, you probably have heard that the three-state initiative qualified to gather signatures. And, of course, this is a bozo plan. It's not effective. You can have the initiative and have voters vote all you want, but the bottom line to it is nothing is going to happen because you still have to go through the state legislature. Now, it's kind of interesting. We have the formula that's going to work to actually create the new state of New California, a 51st state. We have the formula. They don't. Nobody has the formula. And to me, it's so glaring. It's right in front of their faces. That's okay. We like stupid at this point with these people. We like stupid. All the initiatives out there, not one has it right. Now, that's just a little oversight, don't you think? Or is that by design? Or is that because they want to lead you down the Civil War path? You see, the last time you formed a state, basically, like the fashion in which we're going to form a state, and you got all this talk about sedition out there and seditious activity by California people like Jerry Brown that are leading us down the pathway of civil war because they want to secede from the state, the union. Well, we have the answer. Do it legally and lawfully to form a new state, not a new country. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Man, I'll tell you, it is just an absolutely stunning news day again. But you know what? I think that, let's see. Well, we got all kinds of things going on. Trick or treat, first charges in Russia probe, Manafort surrenders to FBI, indictments on business dealings, not campaign. Trump defends years ago, 12 counts, full, we got the text. Conspiracy, okay, money laundering. Another one. Pedopopoulos pleads guilty of lying to FBI. Okay, what's this about? More, Manafort indicted, ex-Trump aide pleads in Russia probe. All right, here we go. Special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election revealed its first targets Monday with a former campaign advisor President Donald Trump admitting he lied to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Separately, Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, blah, blah, blah. The guilty plea by the former advisor, George Dopopoulos, marked the first criminal count that cites interactions between Trump campaign associates and Russians intermediaries during the campaign. The charges ushered Mueller's sprawling investigation into a phase with felony charges and possible prison sentences for key members of the Trump campaign. Trump quickly treated that the alleged misdeeds by his former campaign chairman were years ago, and he insisted that there's no collusion between the Russians. He added, as a member of Times recently, "We aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems, and the Dems the focus." Okay, that's from a tweet, by the way. It says here that Papadopoulos. Plea occurred on October 5th and was unsealed Monday. In court papers, he admitted lying about the nature of his interactions with foreign nationals, who he thought had close connections to senior government officials. He pled guilty to lying to federal agents working for Special Counsel Mueller about his dealings with several Russians who were offering dirt on Trump's Democratic rival. The separate charges against Manafort and Rick Gates contend the men acted as unregistered agents. This goes well before this has nothing to do with the campaign. And we don't even know the extent by which this guy lied, supposedly. He pled guilty to lying. This is where they always snag you, Scooter Libby and all this other stuff. He pled guilty to lying to federal agents working for special counsel about his dealings with several Russians who were offering dirt on... Okay, now, what does that mean? Manafort's indictment does not reference the Trump campaign or make any allegations about coordination between the Kremlin and the president's aide. The indictment filed in federal court on Wednesday. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we got that all done. The indictment plays out 12 counts None of them related to Trump. Manafort, 68, was fired as Trump's campaign chairman in 2016 after word surfaced he had orchestrated a covert lobbying operation on behalf of pro-Russian interests in Ukraine. All right. There's nothing here with this. A guy lied. Now, what's the nature of his lie? When did he lie, and what was he lying about? That's not explained. This is the stuff that goes on here in these things. Doesn't look like there's any there. Even though somebody has admitted to lying to the feds. This is the nature of the game. It doesn't say that this guy was colluding in any way. The guy who, this Papadopoulos, doesn't say anything about that. Doesn't reference the Trump campaign other than some sort of connections with people trying to offer dirt on Trump's rival. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But he may have lied about something dealing with that. Now, that's where it's fair game. They think you lied. They're going to charge you with lying. But can you give us more dirt? See, this may be the mole, this guy, this Papadopoulos. Maybe he is the mole who's snitching on everybody. And that's why they got stuff on Manafort. But nothing on Trump or the campaign. Close this bad boy down. This is stupid. Says Mueller was appointed as special counsel in May to lead the Justice Department's investigation into whether the Kremlin worked with associates of the Trump campaign to tip the presidential election. So far, nothing there, even with these things with Manafort, everything else today. No, they're there. So let's get down to the real deals. Let's start talking about Uranium One. I hate it when we're running out of time today. That's just, anyway. Trump's middle son, Eric Trump, said in an interview at the time that his father was concerned that questions about Manafort's past were taking attention away from the billionaire's presidential bid. That's true. And guess what? It's indicated here. That's why he was fired. Manafort also recently registered with the Justice Department as a foreign agent for parts of Ukraine's parts of his Ukrainian work that occurred in Washington. The filing under the Foreign Agents Registration Act came retroactively a tacit acknowledgement that he operated in Washington in violation of federal transparency laws. Better late than never to file, right? So he files late, and that's where they get him. Well, he should have filed to begin with, but, you know, you see how this is working out. How many other people are out there, or how many guys are rushing around right now out there that are lobbyists filing and making these filings? You can bet there's a bunch. And, of course, they might fall into this trap and they might get busted, especially if they were leaning towards Russia. If they were supporting Russia or they were working with the Russian side of things in the Ukraine, right? Because, remember, it's not about Donald Trump. It's a war that's going on ideologically against Putin, and Putin against the Nazis, and the Nazis being Mueller. Yeah, and Clinton and that group. The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. The globalists. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. EltheMed is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, we are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Go figure, we're back. We're back. And by the way, make sure you check out Red State Talk Radio. We have the replays going on twice more today. One more on the Encore and one more on the Prime channel of this show and others. So anyway, pay attention to that. Also, check us out on the podcast that we have. And by the way, I'll be coming out, I think, in the end of November with my new book called New California. The Rise of the New State of California, the 51st State of the Union. And boy, we are arising. By the way, please go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We will have the book out. And by the way, you can, if you are interested in the book and buying it, it will be up, I believe, on Amazon, talking about New California. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also with the new state of New California. I'm excited, and you should all be excited, because this is going to absolutely destroy those people that don't like the United States of America, because we are going to strengthen the United States even more, because we are going to add another state, another star on the flag, and make it a stronger, more perfect union, the United States of America. I am excited, and you should be too, as well as all Californians and New Californians. By the way, those of you out there in hinterlands, come back to New California. Yeah, we need you. Come on home. Come on back to New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.